From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming via voanews.id.
Listener, how are you today? It's nice to meet you again with me, Putri, to accompany you in 60 minutes ahead. In today's edition, we would like to present some information, started from news, highlight of the week, and so forth. Also, there are Indonesian pop songs. Well, listener, I will begin with news. Stay with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. This is Voice of Indonesia with the news read by Putri Savitri. First, the headlines. President Jokowi said electric vehicles are solution for curbing oil imports. And Bali Declaration pushes implementation of Minamata Convention. Now the news in details. The development of electric vehicles is part of a grand design for renewable energy transition that may offer Indonesia a solution to curb fuel oil imports and save state funds. President Joko Widodo made the remarks while inaugurating the first ultra-fast charging station in Badung, Bali, as quoted by Antara on Saturday, March 26. The electric vehicle charging station is expected to support operational vehicles for G20 delegates when Bali hosts the G20 summit later this year. We move to the Bali Declaration, made to declare war on illegal mercury trade and adopted within the Minamata Convention COP4, became an instrument to implement the convention. This was stated by head of the Indonesian delegation, Muhsin Shihab, during the COP4.2 Minamata Convention on Mercury closing ceremony virtual press conference on Saturday, March 26th. The Foreign Affairs Ministry's expert staff stated that all nations from various regions give their support to the Bali Declaration, which is the first declaration within the Minamata Convention COP. The Bali Declaration also serves as a sign that Indonesia not only acts as the host of the Minamata Convention COP4, but also actively contributes in fighting illegal mercury trade. We end the national news with the Minister of Islamic Affairs, Dakwah and Guidance of Saudi Arabia, Sheikh Dr. Abdul Latif bin Abdul Aziz Al Shah, attended the closing of the 14th Musabaqo Al Quran and Al Hadith Recitation Competition on Friday, March 25, 2022, in Jakarta. In his remarks, Minister Abdul Latif expressed his appreciation to the Hafiz or reciters and hoped that this Musabaqo could make a real contribution to the development of human resources needed by the community. There is no doubt that this good deed will appear in someone who builds human resources, and there is no doubt that the Hafiz or reciters of Al-Quran and Al-Hadith will have a great influence by God's destiny on the society in which they live. Furthermore, Minister Abdul Latif also reminded the Muslim community to follow the example of the Prophet Muhammad SAW, who upholds justice, tolerance, and moderation to avoid the notions that lead to excessive attitudes. I say it again, moderation is the basis of success. Wasatiyah is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Messenger have commanded us. Going off the path of moderation and wasatiyah can lead to extremism, disbelief, division, and destruction. Meanwhile, the Indonesian Minister of Religious Affairs, Yakut Khalil Komas, in his remarks read by Deputy Minister of Religious Affairs, Zainud Tauhid Saadi, expressed hope that this Musabaqo can have a social impact and a touch of memorable dakwah preaching to the Indonesian people who are full of dynamics and challenges nowadays. Now we move to the international news. British Foreign Minister Liz Truss says sanctions imposed on Russian individuals and companies could be lifted if Russia withdraws from Ukraine and commits to end. As quoted by Reuters on Saturday, March 27, Britain and other Western nations are using economic sanctions to cripple the Russian economy and punish President Vladimir Putin for invading Ukraine. Truss also suggested that the crisis had brought Britain and the European Union closer after the relationship became badly strained in the wake of Brexit. A small but rusty volcano south of the Philippine capital spewed a 1.5 km plume on Saturday, March 26, prompting authorities to raise an alert level and evacuate more than 1,000 residents. Authorities evacuated more than 1,100 people living in lakeside communities near the volcano. The evacuees include fishermen and fish cage workers in the lake. China confirmed late on Saturday, March 26, that all 132 passengers and crew on a China Eastern Airlines plane that crashed this week had died. Flight MU5735 was traveling from the southwestern city of Kunming to the port city of Guangzhou on Monday, March 21, when it plummeted from cruising altitude to crash in a heavily forested area of Guangxi region. We end the news with Yemen's Houthi group that said on Saturday, March 26, it was suspending missile and drone strikes on Saudi Arabia for 3 days in a peace initiative it said could be a lasting commitment if the Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen stopped airstrikes and lifted port restrictions. The group also announced a 3-day suspension of ground offensive operations in Yemen, including in the gas-producing region of Marib. That was the news from Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Spotlight of the week is on COVID-19 pandemic situation improves, government loosens foreign travelers policy and allows homecoming. The development of the COVID-19 pandemic situation in Indonesia continues to improve. Therefore, the government has decided to take some easing steps, among others related to the policy of travelers from abroad who now don't need to go through quarantine but only carry out a PCR swab test. President Joko Widodo stated this regarding the policy for overseas travelers and the guidelines for health protocols for Ramadan and Eid holidays this year at the Merdeka Palace last Wednesday, March 23rd in Jakarta. Even though they are not subject to quarantine obligations, according to the president, travelers from abroad still have to take the PCR swab test.
Pelaku perjalanan dari luar negeri yang tiba melalui bandara di seluruh Indonesia tidak perlu lagi harus melewati karantina.
Travelers from abroad who arrive through airports throughout Indonesia no longer need to go through quarantine. However, the government still requires travelers arriving from abroad to carry out a PCR swab test. If the PCR test is negative, please come out immediately and you can do your activities. If the PCR test is positive, the COVID-19 task force will handle it. Furthermore, the head of state said the improving pandemic situation also brings optimism ahead of the holy month of Ramadan. He said this year, Muslims can return to performing the Tarawih prayers in congregation in the mosque while still implementing health protocols. People are also allowed to travel to their hometown for Lebaran celebration.
Bagi masyarakat yang ingin melakukan mudik Lebaran, juga dipersilahkan.
People who want to go home for Eid are also welcome or allowed on condition that they have received 2 vaccines and 1 booster and continue to apply strict health protocols. However, the president stated that government officials and employees are still prohibited from breaking the fast together in the month of Ramadan and holding an open house on Lebaran Day. As a follow-up to the President Joko Widodo's directives, the COVID-19 Handling Task Force issued the latest circular letter, which regulates the health protocol for overseas travelers during the pandemic. It says that overseas travelers may enter the territory of Indonesia through certain airports, namely Soekarno-Hatta in Jakarta, Juanda in East Java, Ngurah Rai in Bali, Hang Nadim in Riau, Raja Haji Fisabilillah in Riau, Samratulangi in North Sulawesi, and Zainuddin Abdul Majid in West Nusa Tenggara. That was Spotlight of the Week. I'll start today in a story which March 27, 1958, Nikita Khrushchev becomes Prime Minister of the Soviet Union and First Secretary of the Communist Party. Nikita Sergeyevich Khrushchev is a politician who once led the Soviet Union in the early days of the Cold War. He served as First Secretary of the Communist Party of the Soviet Union from 1953 to 1964 and Chairperson of the Council of Ministers of the USSR from 1958 to 1964. During his tenure, Khrushchev undertook a process of de-Stalinization, supported the development of the Soviet space program, and initiated some fairly liberal domestic policy reforms. Turning to March 27, 1968, Suharto's inauguration as the second president of the Republic of Indonesia. Suharto is the second president of the Republic of Indonesia after Sukarno. Suharto officially began serving as president on March 27, 1968, having previously served as chairperson of the presidium of the Ampera cabinet in 1966 and was appointed acting president in 1967 by the Provincial People's Consultative Assembly or MPRS. Going hand in hand with the pros and cons, Suharto served as President of the Republic of Indonesia for 32 years. I'll end today in story with March 27, 1968, the death of Yuri Gagarin. Yuri Alexeyevich Gagarin was a Soviet cosmonaut who became the first human to travel into space. He achieved an important milestone in the space race. His capsule, Vostok 1, completed one Earth orbit on April 12, 1961. Gagarin became an international celebrity and was awarded many medals and titles, including Hero of the Soviet Union, the country's highest honor. He died while training with MiG-15 aircraft near Moscow on March 27, 1968. And listener, that's today in history.
Cegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chakuyou shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmi.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Forgo the getting over bragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, in the segment Listener's Mailbag, we would like to thank our dear listeners wherever you are who have sent your letters or emails containing reception reports on our broadcast. Now let's start answering your letters or emails. First, I would like to reply a letter from Ralph Urbanschik in Germany. He was listening to our broadcast in German language with the SINPO 555-52 through our website voinews.id. Hello sir, thank you so much for your attention and appreciation on our broadcast. And also thank you for your reception report in detail. Our colleague from the German section has replied to your letter either through the program of Hörer Brief Fake or by mail. Once again, thank you. As appreciation, I will play a beautiful song. Enjoy!
We'll be right back. You are listening to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Next segment that will present is My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Today's My Indonesia is about Mandalika Circuit ready to answer the challenge of four-wheel racing. After holding World Superbike 2021 and MotoGP 2022, the Mandalika Circuit in Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara will face the challenge of holding car race. Departing from the two successful events, the Mandalika Circuit track must be able to prove its quality for car racing. For this reason, the next agenda for the Mandalika Circuit is to host the final GT World Challenge Asia 2022 series from October 21st to 23rd. GT World Challenge Asia 2022 is one of the most prestigious races in the Asian region. Of the six tracks planned to be held by the organizers, only two are outside Japan, namely the Mandalika Circuit and the Sepang Circuit, Malaysia. Media Communication of Mandalika Grand Prix Association Gatot Widakdo on Thursday stated that representatives from the International Federation de Automobile or FIA were already at the Mandalika Circuit. The arrival of representatives of the World Car Racing Authority FIA to the Mandalika Circuit is in the context of a plan to undergo homologation. At least four FIA delegates as well as three representatives of the Indonesian Motor Association, accompanied by the President Director of Mandalika Grand Prix Association, Priyandi Satria, will inspect the Mandalika Circuit. Homologation from the FIA aims to provide approval or eligibility in organizing a four-wheel automotive event. The Mandalika Circuit is listed in the GT World Challenge Asia 2022 event calendar and will hold the sixth series after the Sepang Circuit in May, Suzuka and Fuji Circuits in July, Sugo Circuit in August, and Okayama Circuit in September. GT World Challenge Asia is a well-known car racing event promoted by the Stefan Rattle organization and organized by Team Asia 1 GT Management. This event uses a type of sports car with high speed. And that's my Indonesia for today.
Voice of Indonesia.
Now we'll reply to an email from Alex Koroba, who is also in Germany. In his email, he asked us to send him our QSL card. Hello, sir. Hopefully you are monitoring our broadcast in English now. Your email has been forwarded to German section. So please be patient to wait for a reply. As appreciation, Mr. Alex Koroba, here is another beautiful song for you. Enjoy!
Pardon my French, now that I got your attention. I got no interest if it ain't about dancing. You better listen, I know you're on a mission. No touching, no kissing, no hugging, no lipping. Woke up in paradise, I'm seeing party lights. Say whoop, whoop, say whoop, whoop. Let's all get crazy loud. Red box on me tonight. Say whoop, whoop. Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing. Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing. Lift me up, hold me down. Got my feet off the ground. Got me flying through dimensions. Moving like there's no tomorrow. Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing. Yeah. If you can't take it, then get out of the kitchen. I try to tell you, but you ain't tryna listen. Don't mind me, I'm over here minding my business. I'm cutting, I'm twisting, just watch me and witness. Woke up in paradise, I'm seeing party lights.
two to the three to the one. Don't you know girls only wanna have fun? Make a million or a trillion, I ain't serious. And spang, da-da-da-da-dum-dum. I'm a lover, not a fighter, but I fight for all love. I'ma dance all night, cause the party never stops. That way, cause I'm saucy. Go shut it like 50, it's your birthday. Hey, he say, I wanna make it all mine. I say, I wanna have a good time. I'm not tryna play, I'm just here to catch a vibe. Cause the party's so loud, nah. Cause the party's so loud.
No.
Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing. Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing. Lift me up, hold me down. Got my feet off the ground. Got me flying through dimensions. Moving like there's no tomorrow. Nah, 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 nah. Got me dancing, got me dancing, yeah.
RRI was office voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world in Jakarta. Listener, now we'll present Indonesian Wonder about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
Badung Regency in Bali has very exotic beaches, not only white sandy beaches but also some with natural black sand like Munggu Beach. Visiting the beach, which is located near Sese Highway in Mengwi, tourists will be greeted with rhinestones that read Munggu. Munggu Beach is sometimes also called Sese Beach because it is practically located along the Sese Highway. It is not as popular as Kuta or Sanur beaches, so if you don't like the bustling atmosphere when visiting the beach, you can visit Munggu Beach, which has a quieter atmosphere. Before entering the beach area, you will be greeted with natural beauty in the form of a wide expanse of green rice fields. For those who like to surf, Munggu Beach is a surfer's paradise. It has strong and big waves with an elongated coastline, so it is very suitable for surfing activities. Munggu Beach, which is approximately 15 km from Denpasar City and 10 km from the Tanah Lot tourist spot, has many photo spots made of recycled waste constructed by the surrounding community. Many photo spots here are made of twigs and used wood. So if you are not so keen on surfing, you can take pictures on the rows of large rocks on the Munggu coast instead. The waves that hit the rocks will be a fantastic background for your picture. Munggu Beach itself is a wonderful place for watching the sunset. Moreover, you can wait for the sun to set while enjoying the culinary delights around the beach. Well, if you want to take a vacation while enjoying a black sandy beach, visit Munggu Beach to get rid of all your boredom. And that was Indonesian Wonder for today. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different topic.
You are still listening to Voice of Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. From Indonesia to the
world. Now we'll reply to a letter from Dr. Jerky Hyonen in Finland. In his letter, he said that he heard Radio Republik Indonesia, which was broadcasted from Balikpapan, through frequency 3318 kHz. Hello sir, thank you for your letter. Wow, we also received a CD and also two of your photographs. Once again, thank you. To make sure whether the 3318 kHz frequency belongs to RRI or not, I will forward your letter to the technical division. As a precision, we will play another beautiful song. Keep listening to Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world. Happy weekend and enjoy!
mau bercanda, jangan pernah berubah. Kau malah tertawa saat buatku marah, jangan pernah berubah.
Tak satu pun hal yang ku tak setuju, tuk jadikan kamu pendampingku. Selama-lamanya, lama-lamanya, bahagia seperti selamanya. Oh, sampai memutih rambutku, sampai senja hampiriku. Satu hal yang kau harus tahu, pelukku hanya untukmu, hangatnya yang terganggu. Oh, selalu marah bila terlalu lama kau menghias wajahku. Kau selalu memuja cantikku waktu baru bangun dari tidurku. Tak satu pun hal yang ku tak setuju, tuk jadikan kamu pendampingku. Selama-lamanya, lama-lamanya, bahagia seperti selamanya. Oh, sampai memutih rambutku, sampai senja hampiriku. Satu hal yang kau harus tahu, pelukku hanya untukmu, hangatnya yang terganggu.
Penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masku wo chokuyō shite COVID-19 no kansan kakudai wo fusegimashou. Watashi no masku wa anata wo mamoru. Anata no masku wa watashi wo mamotte kureru.
Waqaw intiqal virus COVID-19 min khilal irtida'il aqni'ah bi shaklin sahih. Qana'i yahmikum wa qana'ukum yahmini.
让正确佩戴口罩，以防止新型冠状病毒肺炎的传播。我的口罩保护你，你的口罩保护我。
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overdragging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Verhindern Sie die Übertragungskette des COVID-19 Virus durch richtiges Tragen von Masken. Meine Maske schützt dich, deine Maske schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Listener, here is Miscellany that inform you about interesting events that occurred in Indonesia.
Listener, the research team from the University of Gajah Mada UGM Faculty of Agriculture, chaired by Dr. Taryono, is currently developing the amphibious rice variety. This is to deal with the decline in rice production in Indonesia due to the phenomenon of global climate change, both El Nino and La Nina, and the impact of shifting the function of rice fields to non-rice fields. The rice with the product name Gamagora, which is an abbreviation of Gamagogo Rancah rice variant, is being tested at 14 locations across Indonesia. The advantage of Gamagora rice is that it can be planted in rice fields and non-rice fields. One of the researchers, Dr. Panji Sakti Basunada, said the multi-location task is carried out to get the advantage of this rice compared to similar rice that has been planted in Indonesia. It has a production potential of up to 10 tons per hectare and is being tested for multi-location in 14 areas in 9 provinces. UGM Chancellor Professor Insinyur Panut Mulyono expressed his appreciation for the Gamagora rice research, which has entered the multi-location task. According to him, it can be a good rice seed to increase rice productivity in the country. The Chancellor hopes that this Gamagora rice not only has the potential to produce high yields per hectare, but also has advantages against pests and diseases and can pass the variety test and get a distribution permit. Well, listener, that's Miscellany for today. Thank you for listening.
Single makeup, that's my woman, she all caked up, ready. waiting for the world, she always face up. You can dim the light to shine from within. She on fire, alive and kick in. Speaking from the road where she sits in. When she speaks, his story begins.
She's a homemaker, record breaker. What don't break her, they just make her. Watch out players, say your prayer. She no better, won't fall never. She dance like no one else's business. She dance from every man's wish list. She the illest, most deaf the realest. Turn the lights on, we about to witness. For you, you better ready for this inner force that I too never seen before.
I seen her rainy days, I got my dancing shoes. I don't know about you, but I wanna dance tonight until forever. Let this be the time of our life. Oh, let me see.
Indonesia, COVID-19 Disaster Response Radio. Stay at home, clean your hands, and follow your local health regulation.
You are still tuned to the Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Listener, the next segment is Music Corner about music information in Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
This is Voice of Indonesia with Music Corner's Pop Edition. Listener, in February 2022, Danila released an album entitled Pop Sublime. Through this album, Danila wants to emphasize that her music genre is pop, not jazz, as many people assume. One of the songs in the album, Pop Sublime, is Senja di Seberang Nusa. The lyrics of the song Senja di Seberang Nusa tells about a person who hopes to get someone she likes. She keeps waiting on the other side of the country. After pouring out her heart, her friends tell her to listen to songs from Danila. Well, listener, here is Danila with the song Senja di Seberang Nusa.
Bagaimana baiknya ini? Aku gundah gulana, ya sendu sajalah.
mencegah penularan berantai virus COVID-19 dengan memakai masker secara benar. Maskerku melindungimu, maskermu melindungiku.
Masker を着用して COVID-19 の感染拡大を防ぎましょう。私のマスクはあなたを守る。あなたのマスクは私を守ってくれる。
وقو انتقال فيروس COVID-19 من خلال ارتداء الأقنعة بشكل صحيح. قناعي يحميكم وقناعكم يحميني.
رانج جنشوي بيتاي كوجو يفانشي سين سين قوان جوان بندو فييان دا چوان بو ودا كوجو باوهوني ودا كوجو باوهو.
Evite la difusión del coronavirus. Cortar la cadena de transmisión usando máscaras correctamente. Mi máscara te protege, tu máscara me protege.
Voorkom de ketting overbrenging van COVID-19 door een masker te dragen. Mijn masker beschermt u, uw masker beschermt mij.
Empêchons la propagation du coronavirus COVID-19 en portant correctement les masques. Mon masque te protège, ton masque me protège.
Voor hinder ze die overtragung skete des COVID-19 virus, durch richtiges Tragen van masker. Mijn masker schützt dich, deine masker schützt mich.
Prevent the chain of COVID-19 spread by wearing your mask properly. Your mask protect me, my mask will protect you.
Bukan untuk selingan hatimu. bukan tentangmu saja.
Well, listener, it is time for me to sign off now. Stay tuned with us in Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency 3325 kHz and www.voinews.id. Don't forget to check out our other social media accounts such as Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, Twitter at VOI Indonesia, and Instagram, voice.of.indonesia. Or you can also send your email to voi@voinews.id. I'm Putri Safira Adela. See you on the next English program.